This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, when I was hearing Brendan talk about the bowl game, I got me thinking, are they still going to play? They plan on playing in the bowl game?
As far as I know. I wondered that today. Would they say forget it? But, they named an interim coach, so it feels to me like that at this point the plan is to go through with that. But
I think they – I don't know if they legally have to, but I think the smart thing is to name an interim coach to hang on – to recruits.
Well, I mean, it's probably a free for all right now, and basically you're playing the game with them. They have until January 2nd when the portal opens up. It feels to me like that's a bit of a deadline. Look, if you're a Michigan fan and if you're rooting for Kalen DeBoer, okay, which is a name that I think would be very, very highly thought of if they were able to be able to go pull that off, and that would be seen as a very good hire. You're rooting for Oklahoma to end their season a week from tomorrow, or you're rooting for them to lose in the Rose Bowl, or I don't even know what bowl game they go to. I shouldn't say, well, whatever their quarterfinal game would be, which would be January 1st, or you're rooting for them to lose the next week. You really don't want them to go to the national championship game. Because even though Lane Kiffin left the playoff team, I don't think we should think that that's the norm. If they make it to the national championship game, that game is January 19th. So Alabama, if you're rooting for Kalen DeBoer, plays the 19th of December. If they win that, it is the Rose Bowl, January 1st. If they win that, it's the Peach Bowl on January 9th. And if they win that, it's January 19th. So if you're rooting for Kalen DeBoer to be the next Michigan coach, go Sooners, go Hoosiers, go whoever follows after that. But there's a lot of interesting names out there. Then we'll see. I mean, I am leery of the Block M taking a hit that they might not be able to get everybody to take their phone call that used to. And that's the risk you run with the nonsense that's taking place. Let's go to Joe in Sterling Heights. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Doug and Gator?
Hey.
I was just thinking, do we need to get a high-profile coach, or are you guys thinking that a no-name that none of us have heard about would be good? Because I floated to the call screener, what about Ed Ogeron? Because I know he's thinking about trying to get back into coaching football. Do you think somebody of that caliber would be a good fit here at Michigan, or do you think that we need somebody that's...
What do you like, just out of curiosity, what do you like about Ed Ogeron?
I mean, honestly, it was just one of the names that I knew that doesn't have a job that's a high-profile name. You know, I'm not hanging my hat on anything. It's just that, you know, with him being at USC and LSU and, you know, having, you know, that sort of track record, maybe it would help us transition to our next guy. Or, you know, as I floated to the call screen as well, I mean, is there any chance that, this is going to sound really dumb, but I like Deion Sanders, is there any chance they go out and try to get somebody like that?
Well, Deion would make more sense than Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron had an issue at LSU. Scandals there with sexual harassment complaints that he had allegedly ignored. And, I mean, I think there's a reason why Ed Orgeron is not coaching right now at the college level here. Deion would make more sense. But
I'd be shocked if either of them were actual candidates for this job. I'd be really shocked at Ed Orgeron. All right, let's get to Joel Klatt. Kang, you cut this up. I've not heard this. I mean, I've heard what he said. I don't know how you cut it up. So what do we got here?
All right, the first cut is going to be Joel Klatt talking about one of these head coaches that he names off, and there's six of them eventually, mm-hmm. is going to be, in his opinion, Michigan's next head football coach. And the first cut is his first, I guess, nominee or option that he thinks that they'll give a call to.
All right. Clark Lee is 44 years old. He's turned Vanderbilt around. He does have the ties to Notre Dame. He seems like an exceptionally good coach. I would say that would be a pretty damn good hire.
Sure.
If I could get Clark Lee.
I think if anybody had hired Clark Lee over this hiring-firing cycle, it would have been great. But the reason he didn't leave Vanderbilt is because he's from Vanderbilt. He's a Vanderbilt guy through and through. This is like a dream job, and it'd be kind of tough to see if you can wrestle him away from there. But
all of these guys are going to be tough to wrestle away.
Well, let's hear the rest of the group here. That's my first thing to think about Clark Lee is that, yeah, great coach, but does he want to leave Vanderbilt?
Good question. Can you get him to answer your phone call? Can you talk to him? Next up. So the guys at the College Football Inquirer want to make shirts for the coaching search. They've had a funny idea that everybody's trying to find their Elko, and they want to make shirts. Find your Elko. Florida, find your Elko. Auburn, find your Elko. Everybody find your Elko, because he did go to Texas A&M and did such a good job. Texas A&M has money. And again, can you get him to answer the phone? I guess you force people to say no.
I think out of these two, I would imagine probably be easier to get Clark Lee than Mike Elko because of the money situation there at Texas A&M. And I don't think it's easy to get either one of these guys, but okay. Next.
Next up from Joel Klatt. I love Kenny Dillingham. I think that this is a guy, you know what I love about him, and this probably isn't a full, I'm not going to give it a full-throated endorsement. I just love listening to him talk. When I hear him talk after games, I like what he has to say. When I hear him preview games, I like what he has to say. He seems to be a down-to-earth, kind of a no-nonsense kind of guy. So I'm a fan of Kenny Dillingham, young coach, but done a great job at Arizona State.
Yeah, I think he's a really good coach and be interesting, but somebody that has no ties at all to the Midwest. So
you better have a staff that does if you're going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And coming off an 11-3 year in 2024, 8-4 this year, but there's no question he can coach.
Yeah, I think when I look back at like Rich Rodriguez, when Rich Rodriguez took over, and this is why I'm fully on board. It doesn't have to be a Michigan man. We can move on from that being a requirement here. But if you go get somebody from the outside, then I think it increases the importance to have a strong regional-based staff. And I look back at Jonathan Smith at Michigan State. Did he have a strong regionally-based staff, or did he bring all his guys with him?
Well, his defensive coordinator was at Minnesota.
Was that a second defensive coordinator, or did he get him right away?
No, he got him right away.
So, and was that it?
I don't think that was it, but it wasn't like a heavily laden.
Yeah, when Rich Rod came to Ann Arbor, he kept one guy around, Fred Jackson, the running back coach.
Who'd been there forever.
Yes, and everybody else. And I think if you're going to go outside, that's fine, But I'm talking about for recruiting purposes, knowing the landscape, it's important to have a strong regional staff. And then I think, you know, okay, if it's Kenny Dillingham, Michigan men on the might be on the staff just to help with the transition as you sort of get your feet wet and understand the context of Big Ten football and all that. So
yeah, they've had other Michigan State, Courtney Hawkins, another one.
Okay, good, yeah.
Coach, and yeah.
All right, next up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, those are
two right there.
Those two, I would say, are probably in the pipe dream category because, you know, Freeman's got the Notre Dame job here, right?
Well, yeah, he's got the Notre Dame job, and apparently the New York Giants want to hire him. So, I again, from the standpoint of what Joel Klatt is saying, and Joel Klatt has basically said, you got to pick up the phone and at least call. Sure. Pick up the phone, call everybody that you think is worthy of it. Hell, pick up the phone, call Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. It's not going to happen, but at least just turn over every stone and see what's there. Marcus Freeman would be excellent, but Marcus Freeman's in an excellent position in Notre Dame. That's like the pinnacle of coaching. You don't leave there unless you're, going to get wooed by LSU, apparently. Dan Lanning at Oregon. Do you have, because he mentioned, dude, I don't know if there's another cut on Dan Lanning or is this the only cut?
I think it's the only cut on Dan Lanning. But
so Dan Lanning in Oregon, is there a better situation money-wise than to be at Oregon?
NIL, I mean, look, Michigan's got a strong NIL support, but I don't know if there's one that's on par with or as good as it. There's more than one, but Oregon is definitely in a strong position there. And I mean, they can kind of run the Northwest.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, don't be afraid to leave the good for the great, right? Yeah. But if you're already in a great situation, why would you leave to potentially be great?
All right, there's one more from Joel Klatt. And I don't want to get into just the overall picture of Joel Klatt's list here because he said one of these six will be the next coach at Michigan, which I thought was pretty strong. But we'll get to that coming up today at 11:18. Doug Karsh, here's an update. Dan Wetzel, our guy, friend of the show, ESPN senior writer. The Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office tells ESPN no decision on charging Sherrone Moore is expected today. The former coach remains in custody. The matter involving Mr. Moore remains, this is a quote, the matter involving Mr. Moore remains under active investigation by law enforcement, and as a result, we do not expect charging decisions on an arraignment today. Mr. Moore remains in custody at the Washtenaw County Jail. I mean, this is hard to believe. This is hard to believe in the last 24 hours what has transpired, but it has. And now, look, I called at the beginning of the show, Michigan needs to clean up their act. You know, the nonsense, which is something that gets in the way, and it's sports organizations all the time, but they need to clean up their app. The Blockam is a strong brand, but it can only take so much. And it at this point, you know, the nonsense, starting with the nonsense, has to go away. The next head coach, and they have an interim president. They've got an embattled athletic director right now. They need to get all these people aligned and understand that you cannot, it feels like abuse of the brand. And, you know, the idea that Joel Klatt's mentioning all these big names, Joel Klatt's pretty well dialed in. And, but I'm thinking, if you don't get your act in order, people aren't going to take your phone calls anymore. There was one more from Joel Klatt. He said one of these six will be the next coach at Michigan. Clark Lee at Vandy, Mike Elko at Texas A&M, Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State, Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame, Dan Lanning, Oregon. And here's the last one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.